From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. 25 years ago, a group of people who loved to live and play in the Sawtooth National Recreation Area got together to support this huge wilderness in central Idaho. And since 1997, the Sawtooth Society has been helping to build, to restore, and maintain trails, work to preserve open space, and to preserve Idaho forest land. The Society has helped coordinate the clearing of close to 5,000 trees from more than 600 miles of trails in the SNRA. Patrick Pettit is on the Executive Committee of the Sawtooth Society Board, and he's joining us live to talk about the group's 25th anniversary. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Happy to be here.
So give us a quick and brief history of how the Sawtooth Society started, because Bethune Church was involved, correct?
That's correct. In early 90s, the area ranger at the time of the SNRA, Paul Reese, had the notion that a private organization to come in and help preserve, protect, and enhance the original mission and the area would help him and help the Forest Services. So he approached Bethune, and her and Bob Hayes, who was a retiring executive, Boise Cascade executive, got together and formed this society in 1997. They got some initial funding, $17 million with support from Senator Crapo, Cecil Andrus, and a few others that were involved in that. And they started buying up scenic easements in the Sawtooth Valley. And it was, you know, private land issues are very, most Idahoans, and rightly so, are very sensitive about private land use. And to keep overdevelopment and that type of thing to a minimum, they began buying up scenic easements. It was a negotiation between the landowner and the society, and it's worked out very well today. As you go, you can look at this SNRA 30 years ago, and it looks pretty much the same today.
Mm-hmm. And for folks who may not be familiar with the Sawtooth National Recreation Area, or the SNRA, what is it? Where is it?
Well, it's comprised of the Cecil Andrus White Clouds Wilderness, the Sawtooth Wilderness, and the Hemingway Boulders Wilderness areas, comprising 756,000 acres. There are 900 miles of trails, 300 upland lakes. And it's not a monument. It's not a national park. It is a mm-hmm. national recreation area. So it's a lot of mixed land usage. But for the most part, it is a wilderness area. But there are many private landowners all the way mm-hmm. through the Salmon River Valley and going down Highway 21 towards Cape Horn. And for the most part, most of the private landowners and the Forest Service are in lockstep on preserving that area.
And in fact, the society encourages private landowners to build within the recreation area, correct?
Well, I think there are the restrictions, and that's where the easements come right. in. They try not to be too restrictive because, you know, Idahoans are very, you know, they're very sensitive about private land ownership. But there are restrictions, you know, architectural standards, the limiting subdividing. You won't see any, chain restaurants or anything through there. So, and people know that when you buy a plot of land, that scenic easement goes with the transfer of ownership. So that's kind of it's a tenet that you're going to accept the negotiation that may have been done 20 years ago, that you are restricted on subdividing, overbuilding, changing architectural standards. You're not going to see, you know, condominiums and apartments in that area because it's been restricted. And it keeps all Idahoans can go there. Like I said, you can go there. You can come there 20 years from now and it'll look pretty much the same as it is. And I don't think there's not a real anti-development attitude, but there are. It's one of those last great places on earth that I think most all Idahoans want to see preserved.
Right. And speaking of reserving things, you're also helping the Dark Sky Reserve in central Idaho.
That's correct.
Your organization.
That's, believe it or not, that's one of the very few dark sky areas in the continental United States. And so large cell towers and radio towers and those type of things, I don't think you're going to see any of that.
And how can folks help keep the recreation area the way it is?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
How can just regular folks do their part in preserving this area?
Well, buy a goat plate. That's one way. The Idaho legislature created the goat plate back in 1999, and 100% of the revenue that comes from the purchase of the goat plate goes directly to, so far they've, just the goat plate alone has funded over $1 million worth of projects, over 250 projects in the SNRA, you know, boat docks, helping the EMTs, you know, providing some of their supplies and support to them, trail maintenance. They've maintained over 450 miles of trails in the SNRA just in the last 3 years and supporting the Forest Service in that mission. They can go, our soiree, our annual fundraiser is this Thursday at 6 o'clock. The live auction is going to be going until noon tomorrow. And there's a variety of things, mostly Idaho centric, but there are some, a couple of, resorts in Mexico, some things outside of the SNRA, but there are three, you know, private fly fishing trips. There's an alpine package for four people for the day with lessons and lunch at Roundhouse, plus a $500 gift certificate. But if you go to sawtoothsociety.org and click on the soiree portal, and it'll cut the auctions will come up. The live auction, you have to be there, and all of those all those tickets are now sold. But you can go to a live auction, and
I have to cut you off now, but we will make sure that we put all that info on our website as well. I want to thank you, Patrick, for chatting with us today. We've been talking with Patrick Pettit, the Sawtooth Society board member, talking about the 25th anniversary of the group. I'm Gemma Gaudet.